June 22nd, 1984. I'm Sophia Cabrera, and I'm interviewing Mrs. Helen
Hammerberg.
Hammerberg.
Widow.
Hammerberg. At her home. Okay. Right. What is your name?
A. Helen Hammerberg.
What is your age and date of birth?
77, June 13, 1907.
Are you originally from Bridgeport?
Yes, I was born there.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe yourself?
Describe myself?
Yeah.
I'm short and fat.
No. Like your family, your background, that sort of thing.
My family?
Yeah. Were they immigrants or?
My mother and father?
Yeah.
Yes, they were. They came from Hungary.
Mm-hmm. You were born here, though, right?
Yes, I was born here.
Okay. What's your religion?
Hungarian.
Hungarian?
Catholic.
Residence? Well, you lived in Bridgeport. Where did you live?
Where did I live?
Yeah, in Bridgeport.
Well, I was born on Howard Avenue in the West End.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved around maybe for about... Then I moved to Black Rock. Then from Black Rock to Wallingford and Shelton, Derby, then back to Bridgeport again.
Mm-hmm.
And then to, I moved on Hanover Street. Where the heck else? Hanover Street. Then Black Rock, back to Black Rock again.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved to Weston for a little while.
Okay.
I roamed around
yeah.
a little bit.
Okay. What was
then
life
Fairfield
mm-hmm.
and now Trumbull.
Okay. What was life growing up for you in Bridgeport? How was it? Describe it.
A lot of fun. A lot of fun. Yeah, growing up. I didn't take high school. I wanted to. I went to business college.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't finish it. I went night and day. I took music night and day. And I never finished anything.
But you did go to college, though. You started in college?
Business.
Business school.
It was Butler,
like,
Butler,
yeah, Butler,
and.
That's good.
That's all. But I only took single bookkeeping.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't finish that. I didn't do much of that either.
Were you employed in Bridgeport? Ever employed?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
What kind of job did you hold?
I did some clerical work
mm-hmm.
and some assembling.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what types of jobs were offered in the community? Like, what kind of coastal jobs near the sea, like shipping? What kind of jobs were offered there? Any industrial jobs?
You mean in Bridgeport?
Yeah. Or civil service? Can you describe
no.
the jobs that were offered?
No, no civil service, no.
But there are a lot of factory jobs, though?
What?
Factory jobs.
Yeah, some office and some factory,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
All right.
Those two.
Any domestic jobs?
No domestic job. And I worked in New York for a while at Macy's.
Mm-hmm. Basically, industrial factory, that kind of thing, and clerical work.
Yes, yes.
Okay. How about your neighborhood? Were there many people living in your neighborhood?
Oh, yes, down the West End. Is there, was that where you mean?
Mm-hmm. Any, you know, where you lived, where you grew up.
Oh, that was a nice neighborhood at that time,
mm-hmm.
the West End. Nice.
What kinds of people? Like, were there?
Oh, a lot of Hungarians,
okay.
Slovenians. It was a very nice neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. No Hispanics,
yeah.
No blacks? Basically,
not at that time. Not at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, they...
Basically Europeans, because they were immigrants or coming in at that time.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Were they friendly? Did you get along with them?
Oh, I got along with everybody, yeah.
How about schooling? You said you went to a Butler business school, okay.
Longfellow school.
Longfellow, and what other schooling was offered? Any other kind of schooling? Just basically that kind of...
But, Shelton, I forgot the name of those schools. Derby, I forgot the name of the schools there in Wallingford. I forgot the names of those.
Just basically Bridgeport, we're just talking about.
Yes, yes.
Okay, was there a lot of discipline in the schools? Discipline?
Not too much that I remember.
But there was respect for the teachers? Was there respect for the teachers and for their
people? Oh, yeah, we respected them. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We had a lot of respect for policemen and the elders, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah.
Okay. What major industries and factories were the biggest at the time? Do you know any that were the biggest, like Brass Company, Remington, any other ones?
Bassics.
Bassics?
Yeah.
What kind of company was that?
What kind of company? I forgot now. Mm-hmm. I forgot. Bassic.
Maybe they made parts for the war a lot? Did they make some parts for war?
I don't remember that. I was out of there then. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a lot of factories for sewing and everything, right? Like for making clothes?
I left business college to go cut threads off of aprons, I remember, because my friends used to have so much fun. So I went with them like a dope. Yeah.
What kind of working conditions did they offer? Like, what kind of working conditions? Like, were there healthy working conditions? Like, was it clean?
The factory?
Yeah, the factory.
Oh, yeah, it was nice.
It was nice?
Yeah. Yeah. Then I went on James Street another time, but I never lasted too long in them places, you know. It's just temporarily. Maybe a month or so, that's all I lasted. I didn't last long. Yeah.
In what ways did the Depression affect the businesses and your family? Did the Depression affect you in any way? Depression?
Never affected me because I kept all the money I made. Mm-hmm. And I know my mother and sister, she worked in Hinks Brothers, the brokers. I know they lost a lot of money, but I was never involved in that. Never knew anything about it.
Was a lot of your friends hurt by it? A lot of your friends, other family?
I don't remember the first one. Mm-hmm. You mean the stock?
Yeah, that one.
And depression?
Yeah.
Oh, I was in the depression.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, we used to go for milk and bread. Mhm. And get boxes. I remember getting boxes then.
Those were the relief programs offered? There's a lot of relief programs offered to help you out for the depression?
See, I don't remember those things so far back.
But yeah. They were like box lunches and all.
Yeah, beans and... not box lunches, but no. Beans. We got a box. I was married at the time. I had two little girls. Yeah, but no, I don't seem to remember having a very hard time. I didn't take it that hard, as far as I remember now.
How old were you at the time when the Depression happened?
In 29, 30?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm
77. Oh, so you're pretty young.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
It's way back, you know.
Yeah. How important was religion to your family? Religion?
Oh, my mother, I went to a Catholic school. I went to the Jewish school, Jewish temple. I went to the Protestant church with my friends, whoever were my friends, I went with them. We never had any restrictions about religion. As long as you went to church, it was a good place, my mother thought. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, how about the morals? What kind of beliefs did your family hold?
They're strict. Mm-hmm. They're strict. Yeah.
Like, could you go out on dates or something like that? Did your parents ever let you do that?
No, they were strict.
They were strict.
My father was always big mouth, you know, always shouted, and I couldn't bring friends into the house too much. Yeah.
But did you have any girlfriends? Like, just go.
Oh yeah, I had friends. After a while, as I got older, I would have the fellas drive me home or pick me up. But yeah. They were strict. Yeah, especially with my father. Mm-hmm.
Was there segregation in Bridgeport? Segregation.
Not too much then. No, not too much then. We didn't have too much of that. There were Slovenians. There were Slovenians or Horvats down the west end down there. They were Horvats.
Yeah.
We never kept any restrictions against them.
How large was the average family?
We had five.
Five?
Three brothers and two sisters. Mm-hmm. I mean, one sister.
Basically, everyone had more than two kids, or just...
Basically, yeah. They did have more than two.
Mm-hmm. Okay, your family's major possessions. Did your family ever own a car or a radio or TV?
Oh, my father always had a car. In mm-hmm. fact, I started driving the Model T Ford when I was 14.
Yeah?
I snuck out of the yard and I drove down the street and I lost the door from it and I didn't know how I was going to turn around on Howard Avenue because there's a mm-hmm. river there. And when I turned around, my father shouted after me. So I got my license when I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I've been driving since. Thank mm-hmm. God for that I'm still capable.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
How about women? Were they ever discriminated against women?
No.
No, just basic. Were they equal to men, or they did men like think of as not equal to them?
No, not them days. No, 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 not them days.
Mm-hmm.
No, we stayed by our side, and they stayed.
Mm-hmm.
But I was young, and I used to like to go dancing and. Yeah.
What kind of social activities existed in the community, like bowling, dancing? Can you tell me some of the places you went?
Well, my father had a bowling alley, mm-hmm. so I bowled there a little bit. That's where I first learned how. And we went, like I say, to dancing a lot. And we had a little clubhouse down the street. We rented one of those empty stores. That lasted a little while. Played baseball. I did a little of everything. I was a real tomboy.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Mm.
Did Bridgeport ever have any ghettos or any?
Well, not that I know of, because I lived in West End and mm-hmm. sort of stayed there, you know.
What part of Bridgeport did like the upper class people live at? Do you remember?
North Avenue, yeah. I'd say up, you know, Fairfield Avenue, mm-hmm. that few blocks from us.
Okay. Were there did immigrants get the same jobs as the other people did? The other like who lived here, like when they came over from Europe, they get the same jobs?
I wouldn't know. I know my father had a trade, so I know he was a barber, a butcher, a toolmaker, mm-hmm. stuff like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what my mother done. Mm-hmm. She worked in some factory, but I don't remember what kind now.
Mm-hmm.
We never talked about it too much. But she had a lot of her friends at the West End, too,
mm-hmm.
that came from Europe at the same time she did.
What was the family's view on marriage? Did they like it, or, like, did they say you have to get married at a young age, or were there any arranged marriages at the time, or?
Not my family.
No?
They weren't arranged,
How
no.
about other
my mo- My mother came over with her sister.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How about the other, like, really old European families that came over? Like, they really stuck to their views, like, they took whatever they believed in and brought it here, like...
Their beliefs from Europe?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I always thought that those old people had wonderful brains. They never had to write down a recipe or anything. They all knew it from their brain. Everything I do, it's got to be written down, measured, and all that. Yeah. They were smart. My mother was a wonderful baker and a cook. I don't know how she remembered all those things.
How about the housing in your community? Was it adequate? Was it good housing? Like where you
live? Oh, we lived in a nice, clean house. And oh, yeah, we owned our house since I was a little girl, one on Orange Street in Black Rock. And then off Fairfield Avenue used to be the big circus, mm-hmm. Barn Bailey. Yeah, not when we moved around, we didn't own those places.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about the circus. Do you know a lot about it, the circus?
We used to go down there early in the morning looking for money amongst the straw on the ground there. Yeah. I don't remember too much about it, but I remember walking down there early in the morning looking for change with my brother.
Okay, if you had a choice to live now, grow up as I'm growing up now, or would you like to go back and grow up where you grew up? Which would you pick?
I like Fairfield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about Bridgeport. Like, yeah. Would you live now, like in the 20th century where I grew up, or would you live where you grew up, like at that time?
Now.
Now?
I'd rather live now. I don't know, I'm older and I'm...
Now, say you were young like me now, okay? You're younger.
Yeah.
Would you like to grow up now, like in this time, or would you like to grow up like in the 1920s, where you grew up?
Well, if I was your age, I'd like to be your age and back where I was.
Yeah, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, it was nice. We had a nice home, we had everything. I don't know, foods were better then. Mm-hmm. Things were different then.
Not was there a lot of violence then, like now?
Oh, so there was some. Oh, yeah, there was some in West End. Sure, they'd get pie-eyed and they'd fight. Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. There was some. But, I was older than I found out those things. Oh, sure, there was. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But I liked it. It's all gone now. Mm-hmm. Our house, my father had a machine shop there next door, mm-hmm. And I helped with the bookkeeping for a while. Mm-hmm. Then I got married the second time, and then moved to the Panic Village, and it was beautiful there. New apartment was beautiful. I liked it there, but then I moved to Fairfield.
So it was you really had a good time while you were growing up. You enjoyed yourself.
Yeah. I'd say that I enjoyed myself. Always dancing, and I had a dance head.
That's good. Dancing is good for you.
Yeah, it was exercise.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. And then I drove the car around everywhere, you know. So I'd say I had a good life. Mm-hmm. Outside a little argument at home, mm-hmm. something like that, you know. Yeah. But I'd say I had a good home. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'd like to thank you for your information. It was fun interviewing you.
Oh, my God, it's only a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in a half an hour.
Is it a half an hour already? Oh, my gosh, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful, and that changed. Mm-hmm. And then I got neighbors. It was a beautiful new house that this Italian man built, and welfare people moved in there, colored people. Mm-hmm. And I was sociable to them, mm-hmm. but I wanted our association.